Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Solana, what happened last night? The Heat forgot to pack their magic dust? You know, that dust they sprinkle on whoever they trot out there on the court and they just become a championship team?
Nah, I'm just glad Chris Greer finally confirmed it's time to invest in the offensive line. you nailed it. We're so close. Our guy finally realized time to get some fat guys to protect our quarterback.
I lost money on the Heat, man.
You had that thing locked up. They were up by how many late in the fourth there, Solana?
Double digits.
Khloe Ware hits two free throws. The Heat take a 17-point lead with 8 minutes and 7 seconds remaining.
Wow. That is an epic collapse.
24-7 run the rest of the way.
You know what you need in that situation? You need a guy who can hang out in the corner and spot up shoot some threes. Is there a guy like that available?
Put Jimmy in that game. The game's not changing.
I'm just teasing. Just teasing, Solana. Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel spoke to the media. I'm going to read you. We'll have some sound later on during the show. They're talking about it on ESPN right now. But I was reading some David Furonis tweets, David Furonis from the Sun Sentinel.
Mm-hmm.
Greer says McDaniel and him had productive conversations with Tyreek Hill yesterday. He said he'll keep those conversations internal, but said he believed it was frustration Hill was expressing.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
No, it's very fair. And you got to know what you're dealing with.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, this is so synonymous with the Jimmy Butler situation. You can't act surprised if you know the track record.
Yeah. If Tua comes out and say, I might not be here, it's surprised. Like,
right.
It's Tyreek. Right. Like, understand what you're dealing with.
Tua gets a concussion. Can't be surprised.
No. Let me tell you a story about the frog and the scorpion again.
Nah, we're good with that one.
Okay.
Chris Greer said Tyreek Hill never backtracked on his wishes to play elsewhere, but he also hasn't asked for a trade. On the backup quarterback situation, Chris Greer said the Dolphins finished as a runner-up for a couple of backup quarterbacks last offseason, but financial restraints and other factors didn't allow them to land them.
That's a lie.
I think that's a lie as well. I think he's trying to intimate that this wasn't his first choice, second choice, or third choice, that they just didn't get the guy that they really wanted. I think that's revisionist history. Not to call someone a liar, because I don't know any, you know, but it seems revisionist.
You're not calling him a liar. You kept Skylar Thompson here for 3 years. It's not like you were shuffling through backups.
Right.
You believed in Skylar. Yeah. Like I say, to be honest, Chris Greer's my buddy. Me and Chris Greer hug when we see each other. Like, he came to Florida to work me out. Like, Chris Greer, I know him personally, but you kept Skylar Thompson around way too long. Skylar Thompson should not have been here for 3 years.
Chris Greer on Tua. He needs to be available. He needs to protect himself. Not being available for taking chances and risks is unacceptable to us.
Sounds good, but NFL quarterbacks are going to get hit by other big men.
Chris Greer, quote, we're going to have to invest in the offensive line now.
Oh.
Like I said, problem is solved. That's why I said yesterday that they're close, because that's an identifiable problem. He now agrees. And we're that much closer.
But they've brought in offensive linemen, free agency. They've drafted offensive linemen, Austin Jackson and those guys, Hunt
Patrick
and all.
Paul, he's going to be Patrick better.
He's tried to address the offensive line, and it hasn't worked. I'm with you, Chris, but who's making those decisions? You again. I question it. I have to question it because I've seen the last 6 years.
Dolphins GM Chris Greer said the team had conversations with Javon Holland and his agent, David Mugaleta. How do you know that guy? Oh, he's Athletes First?
Yeah, he's Athletes First. David's one of the top agents in the league. He has everybody.
Chris Greer said the team had conversations with Javon and his agent. Those were put on hold for the season and will be back on the table now. Javon's been a good player here. Watched him grow on and off the field. Just as an aside, I ran into Javon about 30 minutes ago here in Boca. I went downstairs. I had a cappuccino and a croissant, a little joint downstairs. And it's such a nice day. So I'm walking, you know, through the plaza, and there's a podcast studio right here in downtown Boca. And I happen to be talking to Len, our program director, just shooting the bleep with Len. And I thought I heard someone yell Hawk, but I didn't pay much attention to it. And I just kept walking, and I heard it again, Hawk. And I turned around because it was right at the podcast studio. And I turned around and it's Javon. And he was recording his podcast. I don't know if you've seen. He does a podcast with two other guys. It's pretty successful. Pretty good podcast. We talked a little bit because he was talking about you, about how he really enjoyed being on the show. And even though he's still playing, he would have, you know, he wants to wait till after he's done playing for a broadcast career. He enjoyed doing the weekly show with us last year. And I was like, yeah, Crowder did radio while he was playing. And he said, yeah, I've enjoyed it a lot. We had tried to put together a deal with him. He had said to me again today, yeah, I wish we could have done something during the season. We just couldn't get it done with a third-party sponsor. And he said, this tickled me. He said, I got to tell you something. With my uncle in the car the other day, and my uncle turns to me. He says, I'm hungry. Let's go get a za. And he goes, you got to be bleeping kidding me. He goes, I couldn't believe it. He goes, that's the second time in my life that I've heard that. But this time it came from my uncle. I said, that's my dude. And I said, and also don't forget, it's Sherbet, not Sherbert. And he's like, nah, I'll never forget that again.
Javon's a good dude. And he actually, I think he said he loves South Florida. I don't know if he's going back to California, but he's about to be a very rich man. But
he is going to be a very wealthy man. I asked him. I'm not going to share on the air. I asked him about his situation. I won't share it on the air because I'm not a newsbreaker, and it was just a conversation with a friend. But the first thing I said when I saw him was, "So you gonzo?" But I won't tell you what the
I don't think they can pay a safety $15 to $20 million this year.
I think they have other needs, unfortunately, for us, because I like him a lot, but he's going to get paid.
Yes.
Dolphins and, DM, these are more David Fioronis tweets.
Just one more thing on Javon. Javon was very successful in the Fangio defense, and he was less successful in the Weaver defense. So you can look at the scheme and see what type of coach wants him to play and how they want him to play.
You know, it's funny. I asked him because we were staying and there's a tree and there's, you know, like mulch and rocks and stuff. And I said, hey, do you want to do a video, me and you kicking rocks just in case Weaver takes the Chicago job?
Yeah, let's let him get his money first, Hawk.
Yeah, I always go a little too far.
Always push it.
This is from David Fioronis. Dolphins GM Chris Greer said requests from the Bears and Saints have been granted to interview Anthony Weaver for their head coaching vacancies. Mike McDaniel says he will continue to call plays for Miami's offense next season. Quote, I always consider it. Delegating the play calling duties. I think the team's best served with me calling plays. The second that changes, I'll change it.
I would love to know if somebody consults with him or if he has a second voice or consultants of that.
Well, he may have a second voice, but he's coming from his own head.
It's Mike and Michael.
Maybe bring in someone for short yardage situations. Short yardage goal line situation.
bring, like, have the opportunity or the scheme to run downhill and try to physically whoop somebody. But that comes back to the offensive line rebuilding. Get some ass kickers. Don't get graceful people.
Dolphins GM Chris Greer said no concern over Tua's hip regarding next season. Chris Greer says veteran DT Calais Campbell indicated to the Dolphins that if he does decide to return to football next season, Miami will be in strong consideration as he enjoyed his time down here.
He gone.
So there's some notes. Looking at what Joe Shad tweeted, Chris Greer on the backup QB situation. Skylar Thompson almost won a playoff game. We were excited about him and his growth. That said, we were in on a number of top flight backup quarterbacks in the league and were runner up on a few. We couldn't go to the price. It's a position we don't take lightly.
It's a lie.
Marcel Louis Jacques tweets, Dolphins GM Chris Greer said, we will get this fixed. And that's all I need to hear.
Shad had a really good question at the end of the press conference, though, where he asked Chris Greer why, you know, 5 or 6 years after a reset, they haven't had playoff success. And Greer said that's a fair question. And I was surprised because he had already stated unacceptable that Tua Tagovailoa is missing games. He has to protect himself. Like, he had talked about that when asked about Tua earlier, and responding to Joe Shad's question, he doubled down on Tua. And he said, specifically, 6.5 games for our starting quarterback is unacceptable to not be out there. Like, he really hammered that point home that Tua Tagovailoa is the most important piece to this roster, that the rest of the guys told Tua how important he was, and that he has to be available, period, end of story.
Well, don't put him on IR. It's the first step to making him available.
I understand what they're saying. I don't want to just scream lie every time, but to Hawk's point, why did you put him on IR? Why did you not let him play? He said he wanted to play last week. I know if they'd have beat the Jets, it wouldn't have meant anything because Broncos won, but why wouldn't you let him play? He told me he wants to play.
Because if there's a chance that he gets tackled and it leads to further injuring his hip, and then he has to have off-season surgery, Crowder, for a game that was meaningless, then today we'd all be crushing the decision to put Tua Tagovailoa under center.
There's a chance for me to get in a car accident and break my arm driving to the gas station. I need gas.
Okay, but, I mean, your quarterback has literally shown you injury history. And it was a game that was meaningless. Ultimately, it was meaningless.
It wasn't meaningless because you're doing revisionist history, because we did not know the outcome of the Kansas City-Denver game until the Kansas City-Denver game was over.
And the week before. And the week before.
The man should have played. Yes, he should have played.
Well, you can't say he should have played because you really don't know the situation. I think he's more injured than they're letting out there. I think he's more injured than they're letting up.
Put him in a wheelchair.
But I trust in Greer.
Wheelchair.
We have to get the headlines. Josh Appel's going to join us. We're going to play Talk About It Tuesday. At conversation, Zach Gelb was texting me this morning about the Tyreek and Mike McDaniel stuff. And it's like he had a question. I don't know if we have time to do this now, but kind of keep it in your back pocket. He said to me, is there any coach in the NFL who's still with their team whose stock dropped more this season than Mike McDaniel?
First one pops up is Kyle Shanahan.
But yes, his stock dropped, but Kyle Shanahan went to 3 straight NFC championship games and has had perennial success. And I mean, you want to talk about injuries, go look at that roster.
Yeah, it was but what about our injuries too?
We're not allowed to use context when it comes to the Dolphins, not for Solana.
No, but there's a difference between, hey, you've been a perennial playoff contender. You've gone to a Super Bowl, 3 straight NFC championship games.
There's no question who the better coach is, who has the better history, and who anyone would take to coach their team over the other one. I understand what you're saying. Shanahan's stock dropped. But I think Mike McDaniel, I gotta look at all the other teams and who kept their coach. And
Antonio Pierce is the only one, even though he might end up still being fired. But Antonio Pierce.
His stock was that high.
Was his stock that high, right?
Yeah.
His first full season?
Yes, he was interim last year, and they gave him the – I don't think people thought Antonio
Pierce – Mike McDaniel's stock was through the roof, I believe, after season one.
Yeah. What about McCarthy? 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, and now 7-10.
So, to Solana's point, he has the track record of success, and also there's a little caveat in there, which is still under contract. His contract is up next week, so I'm not even certain that he would apply to what Gelb was saying.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyway, talk about it today. Let's get headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Solana probably is going to be a little cranky the next couple of days because the Heat are playing late night. And they've got the back-to-backs. They forgot to pack the magic dust. This is very difficult times for Solana. But headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Now, the fact is, your mood lightens me up because, you know, the Dolphins missed the playoffs again. They didn't win a playoff game for the 25th year. And the GM, who has kept everything status quo, who hasn't been able to turn the franchise around, told you that, hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to take it from here again, and everything's going to be fine. And that's your wheelhouse. So your mood is enlightening mine.
I've gotten everything that I wanted. I'm thrilled.
Yeah,
I'm in a good mood. I'm imagining you didn't want to blow a 17-point lead last night in the fourth quarter.
If this Jaime Jaquez Jr. could just make two free throws.
Boy, those were brutal misses.
Man.
That was embarrassing. Man. That whole fourth quarter was embarrassing.
You have a 2-point lead. The Kings come charging all the way back. You have a 2-point lead for Tyler Hero, who's been outstanding this year, all that stuff. But for Tyler Hero to get an 8-second violation called on him, and there wasn't even a full court trap. It was pressure, but it wasn't a full court trap. To just go gallivanting with the ball and get called for an 8-second violation after what happened to you against Utah, you've already blown a 17-point lead. It's down to 2, and there's a minute left in the game. You get called for an 8-second violation. Oh, my God, man.
I can't even begin to tell you in my career how many 8-second violations I've had.
Gallivant.
Oh, I'm known good word. For. I'm known for the 8-second violation.
You don't gallivant in it?
That is me gallivanting.
You guys want to hear, I guess we can do it a little bit later, but if you want, you can hear the opening statement from Chris Greer when he sat down today to the rest of the media.
First, I'd just say disappointed. 8-9. That's not the standard here. It hasn't been and it won't be. We will be better. And that includes everyone from myself to Mike, coaching staff, players. We had expectations, which were created by the excitement of the last couple years. And we had hoped to continue it, and for various circumstances, it didn't happen this year. And it was unacceptable. No one's happy. And we will get this fixed, very confident in our process. And looking forward to 2025 and not being out of the playoffs watching other teams play.
I mean, he's not incorrect. Is that their first losing season since when?
They
had to be 3-4 seasons, right?
5 years ago. This would have been 5 straight winning seasons in Miami.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, by the way, has changed his Twitter avatar or X avatar back to him in a Miami Dolphins jersey.
Damn, he's emotional. Like,
yes, he loves the social media stuff. Yeah. Dwayne Wade loved it too at the end. They all love putting out these cryptic tweets and that, where they don't have to acknowledge that they actually said anything. And if you took it a certain way, it's because you read it a certain way. It wasn't what they intended. That's the world that we live in.
Yep. LeBron did it too when he was here. He does it all the time. But they just, it's the new age athlete. They have power. That's the thing that I think those old guys have to get over. They have power.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.